Last week, Vodafone UK announced the winners of the 2011 Vodafone Smart Accessibility Awards. The awards, launched in June this year, promoted the development of software applications that improve the lives of people with disabilities and the elderly. Clarissa Fernandez from Media Access Australia is here to fill us in. Hello, Clarissa.
Hello.
Now, can you tell us a bit about the awards, Clarissa, please?
Yeah, the Vodafone Smart Accessibility Awards are run by the Vodafone Foundation in the UK, and they promote and invest in social change through technology. The awards recognise the development of software that helps people who have a disability or the elderly to use features on their Android smartphone or tablet, which can sometimes be a challenge. So basically, they were looking for smartphone apps that improve accessibility. And the winners of the Vodafone Smart Accessibility Awards won £50,000 each, which is roughly $76,000 Australian dollars.
You mentioned an application or app. What is that exactly?
An app is short for application, which is a software that you can use on a smartphone and tablet computers that add functionality to your device. There are many different types of apps, including games, organizational apps, health and fitness apps, productivity apps, and many more.
So who are the winners for this year?
Well, there were four categories, each with a winner, and winning the Wellbeing Award was a company called 1000 Impress Us for their Help Talk app. So Help Talk is an app that lets people use their smartphone to communicate by speech. It uses the text-to-speech technology. So if you tap on an icon that represents a common phrase, the app will electronically voice the phrase or saying, so someone who isn't able to verbally say it can communicate that phrase to someone else. And Wheel Mapped by a company called Social Helden was the winner of the mobility category for the accessible environments rating app. The Wheel Map app works on their user ratings, which means people can rate how accessible a specific public space is for wheelchair users, which is useful for people to be able to plan their trips around the city. The Independent Living Award was given to 232 Studios' Zoom Plus Magnifier app, which is a video magnification app that works like a traditional magnifier. It's great as it provides an affordable alternative to otherwise expensive magnifying equipment. The app enlarges text and icons as you move it across whatever it is that you want to read or see, and it also adjusts color contrast. Finally, the winner of the Social Participation Award was Big Launcher. The Big Launcher app provides an alternative customizable home screen. Sometimes the home screens of smartphones are really complicated, busy, and have small text, but the Big Launcher app simplifies it. It lets you easily access features on your smartphone without using the sometimes complicated default home screens. The large, easily recognizable buttons, increased text size, and clean layouts are designed to assist the elderly or people who are vision impaired.
What is exciting about each of the winning applications, and how do they help the vision or hearing impaired?
Well, each of them give older people or people with disabilities the option to use smartphones and to use them to help improve daily tasks. They also provide cheaper alternatives to assistive technologies. Help Talk is great because it gives someone who has difficulty talking the opportunity to communicate with a stranger, and it can help them get around, particularly in a place they are not familiar with. And as many smartphone users will tell you, smartphones have really enhanced people's lives and make certain things like looking up where you are going easier. So with the Wheel Map app, planning trips is just one of the things that wheelchair users can also benefit from. The Zoom Text app is great because it means vision impaired people can leave their house without lugging around sometimes heavy and expensive magnifying equipment. The main thing is that these commercial products that everyone else enjoys are improving the lives of people with a disability, and the technology is being used to empower them.
When will these apps be available, and how can people get them? That's an important question.
Well, they're available now, and they're also for Android smartphones, and they can be downloaded from the Android Market website.
So if you'd like to know more about the winning apps or for information about access to digital technology for you or someone you know who is living with a vision impairment or a hearing impairment, visit Media Access Australia's website, mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Clarissa, for all of that.
Thank you, Pat.
I've been speaking with Clarissa Fernandez from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.